Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, November 19th, and happy 38th birthday to Star Wars actor Adam Driver.
I'll show you the dark side.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Gwinnett officials are preparing the county's Christmas tree for lighting at the historic courthouse. Gwinnett schools' mask requirements will be based on COVID-19 transmission level starting in January. Attendees at Gwinnett school board meetings will now have to go through metal detectors. Northeast Georgia Health System received a $5 million gift commitment for future hospice house. Gwinnett kicked off its $125 million Eastern Regional Infrastructure Project in the Decula area. And finally, the Gwinnett County Police Department is hosting a food drive through December 13th. Plus, we'll hear from GDP sports editor Will Hammack to talk about the high school football playoffs.
Sadly, it happens not super frequently, but here and there where a teenager tragically dies and teams have to bounce back. So it's always tough to deal with, but kids are pretty resilient and they were able to fight through it and get a big win.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOGMAX.
Crews have been busy getting Gwinnett County's Christmas tree in downtown Lawrenceville dressed up this week for its upcoming big show. The workers have been placing ornaments of different shapes and sizes on the tree, which is located at the Gwinnett County Historic Courthouse on the Lawrenceville Square. The preparations are all to get the tree ready for its annual lighting celebration on the night of Thanksgiving. Last year's event was a virtual lighting due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The tree lighting celebration will begin at 5:30 p.m. on Thanksgiving at the square, with the actual lighting of the tree taking place at 6:30 p.m. A virtual tree lighting will also be broadcast at the same time as the in-person event for people who don't feel safe going around large crowds yet due to the pandemic. Gwinnett County Public Schools announced on Wednesday that it will switch to a complex new face mask policy that will fluctuate based on transmission levels for COVID-19 in the second semester, which begins in January. The shift means the district could go back and forth during the second semester on requiring masks. Other districts in Metro Atlanta have switched to a masks are optional system as the Delta variant wave of the disease has faded. The new policy, which goes into effect in January, is that masks will be optional in schools when community transmission has been moderate or less over a period of at least 2 weeks. Masks will be required in schools when transmission is classified as substantial or high. The district will post information on School Messenger and on the district's website on January 3rd to let parents and employees know what the community transmission level and mask rules for that week will be. One thing parents need to keep in mind is that masks will still be required on school buses in the spring, however, regardless of what the transmission levels are. Gwinnett is currently listed as having moderate transmission, according to the state.
Sir, you've been selected for a pat-down.
Woohoo! Can you focus on my shoulders? That's where I carry my stress.
Gwinnett County Public Schools will begin making people who attend school meetings go through a security screening, including passing through a metal detector before they can enter the meeting. The school system announced the new security measure on Wednesday. The first meeting where the new measures will be in place is scheduled for Thursday. Other security measures that have been put in place at school board meetings since May include an increase in the number of school resource officers and other school system staff members who will be present in the meeting room to monitor the room, as well as video monitoring of people entering the room. The additional security measures come after a standoff between a parent and district officials over face masks at the October school board meeting, and a similar standoff between a large group of parents and district officials over face masks at the board meeting in May. The Northeast Georgia Health System Foundation recently received the single largest gift commitment in the organization's history. Charles and Diane Stevens have pledged a $5 million estate gift to support the construction of the system's first freestanding hospice house. The construction of the hospice facility is projected to total $10 million. In order to break ground, an additional $5 million in commitments are needed. To donate to Hospice of NGMC and help raise the remaining funds needed to break ground on this project, please visit nghs.com/hospice-house.
Forecast calls for a warm winter, Dari.
Huh? 100%
probability of toasty warm.
No way.
Yes way. Guaranteed.
Let me see.
Says warm winter following R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkups.
Should have seen it coming.
Caused by fast-moving R.S. Andrews techs.
Green screen trained to timeline.
Performing our $99 R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkup.
It's more than a tune-up.
Way more. It's a complete system diagnostic.
Restoring systems to factory fresh specs.
Serious work.
That's why it takes a little longer.
We're making sure your system is safe.
And running at peak efficiency.
We perform a deep internal exam.
Check for carbon monoxide leak.
Inspect and clean burners.
Pull and inspect your blower.
Test your inducer assembly.
We even test all safety controls.
You can't be too safe.
You can't do it too soon.
Be guaranteed warm.
Get your R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
Just $99.
R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups causing 100% chance of smiles.
It's what we do.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're RSAndrews.com.
Why buy at Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Gwinnett County leaders recently kicked off work to install trails in eastern Gwinnett, as well as water and sewage infrastructure for the property where the Rowan Research Oriented Knowledge Community will be located near Decula. County officials broke ground on the $125 million Eastern Regional Infrastructure Project earlier this month. It's designed to provide 5 new public trails, 2 trailheads, and water and sewer infrastructure on 8,500 acres in the eastern part of the county. While the project will provide new infrastructure to more of eastern Gwinnett than just Rowan, the development will be a major beneficiary of the project. That's because water and sewer is one of the first pieces of infrastructure needed to make the research park-oriented mixed-use development come to fruition. JDS Inc. will do the construction work for the project, which is funded by the Departments of Water Resources and Community Services, as well as by the 2017 SPLOST, which will pay for the trails.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
And God bless us, everyone.
With the holiday season upon us, the Gwinnett County Police Department is working to help ensure families get the help they need during the holidays. The Gwinnett Police Records Unit is working with the Hamilton Mill United Methodist Church Food Pantry for a food drive to help citizens in need during the holidays. Residents are encouraged to drop off donations through December 13th during normal business hours. The pantry at HMUMC is open every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and gives out more than 35,000 pounds of food, feeding an average of 600 families each week. There are no eligibility requirements for patrons to receive food. All are welcome. The pantry relies 100% on the generosity of volunteers and donors to support ongoing operations. All donations will be gathered and delivered to HMUMC on December 15th to prepare for holiday meal boxes. Visit GwinnettDailyPost.com for the list of collection drop-off sites. Now here's GDP sports editor Will Hammack with a look at sports around the county.
Will Hammack is a sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post, and Will, you're the guy to ask about the football games from last week.
Yeah, it was another interesting week here in the first round. It was a couple of milestone wins that really stood out. Shiloh got a victory over Alatoona in the first round. It was the first playoff win for Shiloh since 2000, back when David Pollock, the former All-American at Georgia, now ESPN, personality was playing at Shiloh. That was the last time Shiloh won a playoff game. So
wow.
Huge breakthrough for Tino Iaruli and those guys over there to win a playoff game. Archer, head coach Andy Dyer, he got his 100th career win over at Archer. He started the program over there. They beat Alpharetta Brookwood routed Noonan. Dylan Lonergan, the quarterback, had six touchdowns, so counted for six touchdowns over there. Norcross had an exciting win to beat Cherokee on a last-second touchdown. Emotional win for those guys after Isaiah Banks, one of their teammates, had died earlier in the week. North Gwinnett beat South Forsyth. Caden McDonald, big junior defensive lineman, had seven sacks in that game, so just a monster game. Also saw dominant wins by Collinsville Grayson and Mill Creek in 7A. DeKulin Buford in 6A, and then Wesleyan also moved on in Class A private with a close victory.
Before we talk about the games that are coming up for the second round of the playoffs, have you talked to the Norcross coach to find out how the players are dealing with having one of their teammates just suddenly pass away?
Yeah, they're doing as well as expected. I mean, I think they wanted to honor him, and I think they would the best way to do that is to keep playing and play that game on Friday night. And certainly he was on their minds. That was a, kind of a motivation to get a win for him and to honor him after losing one of their teammates. But it's tough. I mean, and sadly, it happens not super frequently, but here and there where a teenager tragically dies and teams have to bounce back. So it's always tough to deal with. But kids are pretty resilient, and they were able to fight through it and get a big win.
Well, that's fantastic. So tell me, for this week, it's the second round of the state playoffs for football, correct?
Yeah, second round, getting down to the nitty-gritty here.
So what have we got to look forward to?
I think the big one here in Gwinnett County, everybody's talking about, it's the only Gwinnett versus Gwinnett matchup in the playoffs. North Gwinnett plays at Brookwood in the second round, which should be a really interesting game. Brookwood's got that high-scoring offense, and North Gwinnett's kind of been known for defense since Coach Stewart took over up there. We talked about Caden McDonald and all his sacks earlier in the segment. He's going to be chasing Brookwood quarterback Dylan Lonergan, who we also talked about had six touchdowns last week. So it's an interesting matchup there. I think Brookwood's playing a little bit better on defense, and North Gwinnett's playing a little bit better on offense than it is. I expect that to be a pretty close game. Give Brookwood a slight edge there being at home. I think a Walton and Archer is going to be a pretty good game. Walton's kind of been up and down, but they beat Colquitt 41-17 last week. And then Grayson has a road game against region champion Denmark. So Grayson's, of course, the defending state champion. So that was going to be an interesting one. And Collinsville's a state title favorite, I guess, and they're having to host a Pebble Brook team that's 9-1-1. So that's going to be a very interesting game as well. And then a couple of road tests in 7A for Mill Creek has to play over at McEachern. And then Norcross has to go down at Lowndes, which is going to be a very tough test for the Blue Devils.
A lot of Gwinnett teams still in the playoffs, wrapping up the football season. And now basketball is just starting to get rolling.
Yeah, it's hot and heavy into basketball. We've already started playing some regular season games, a few showcase games here and there. It's really going to be busy here around the Thanksgiving holiday. Starting Saturday, there's going to be a bunch of showcases that begin Saturday, and then the early part of next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's going to be heavy basketball. Some of the top teams around in girls basketball are going to be at Parkview. They have a big Parkview tip-off classic over there. A lot of top boys teams are going to be at North Gwinnett for the annual Jared Cook tip-off classic. That's going to be a big thing over there. Norcross is hosting a big event over there with a lot of boys and girls teams, and DeKula has their annual preseason tournament or early season tournament going on. So gonna be a lot of basketball all over the county in the next several weeks.
Will Hammack is the sports editor of the Gwinnett Daily Post, and Will, I appreciate you joining me on the podcast.
Great, thank you for the time.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years, I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
Unearth a 200 million year old secret at Fernbank Museum, The Mystery of Antarctic Dinosaurs. A new exhibit uncovers the secrets of prehistoric Antarctica, showcasing real fossils, immersive dioramas, and dinosaurs so cool they're frozen. Join a modern expedition team of scientists who go to extremes to explore a once lush, now frozen continent filled with unexpected discoveries. Get tickets at fernbankmuseum.org before this exhibit is extinct.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.